The World Health Organization says there is greater chance now for the H5N1 virus to move into the human population because of the rapid spread of the virus from infected birds. UN Coordinator for Avian and Human Influenza, David Navarro, says it is not easy for humans to get infected, but he warns this virus has the capacity to infect and cause disease in humans.
If this virus also develops the capacity to pass easily between humans, then we've got something pretty terrible going to happen in our world, and we will all need to move very rapidly to close it down. We're in this breathing space before it happens. We don't know how long that breathing space is going to be. But if we're not all organizing ourselves to get ready and to take action to prepare for pandemic, then we're squandering an opportunity for our human security.
Latest World Health Organization figures put the known number of humans infected with the H5N1 bird flu virus at 217, with 123 deaths. Most of these cases and deaths have occurred in Asia, but the disease has spread to Europe and the Middle East. WHO Coordinator of Epidemic and Pandemic Alert and Response, Keiji Fukuda, says influenza pandemics occur at least a couple of times each century.
We're in a period in which the risk is both elevated and more visible, and this is because of the H5N1 virus. And this is because this virus has the ability to persist and to spread and also to infect people. Now, the WHO assessment at this period is that we remain at phase three. This is a period in which we may see rare examples of limited human-to-human transmission, but we definitely have not seen sustained human-to-human transmission.
Dr. Fukuda says WHO's early efforts in raising global awareness have been very successful. He notes 1.5 years ago, a WHO survey found fewer than 50 countries had pandemic preparedness plans. Now, he says, more than 176 countries have either a draft or a completed national pandemic plan. Egypt's Minister of Health, Mustafa El Gabali, describes how even a developing country with limited resources can get control of the H5N1 virus if it responds immediately to the threat. He says after Egypt's first reported cases of H5N1 in birds and humans, his government sprang into action. It vaccinated tens of thousands of birds and culled those infected with the disease.
Training at the grassroots level, I think, is the most important and most effective way of fighting this disease. Whether training people to cull birds, whether training people to educate families, whether training people to protect themselves from the dangers of the disease.
The World Health Organization urges countries to strengthen their early warning systems, build national capacity to cope with a pandemic, and strengthen global scientific research in vaccine development. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.